بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله with Allah's karam and fadl. We learn about the best of people. We just learned about such a great Sahabi, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه, and how Allah brought him to Hidayah, and how Allah gives people Hidayah in very mysterious ways and in amazing places. But we now discuss the brother of Hazrat Amr, who actually embraced Islam before him and sacrificed for Allah's sake in the early stages. And that is none other than Hisham. So one is Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. The other is Hisham bin As. So Hazrat Hisham radiallahu anhu bin As bin Wa'il al-Sahmi from the Banu Saham clan, al-Qurashi. Hazrat Hisham was younger. His mother's name was Harmala bintu Hisham ibn al-Mughira, who was the sister of Abu Jahl. So his mother was Abu Jahl's sister. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's family also came from Abu Jahl's family. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's mother's family. So Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Hisham were relatives from their mother's side. Hazrat Amr used to say that Hisham was more beloved to our father than me. Amr, remember, is spelt with Ayn, Mim, Ra and a Waw. Not Umar. Umar is just Ayn, Mim, Ra. But Amr, after the Ra, is a Waw. That's how we differentiate between Amr and Umar. Among the Sahaba who embraced Islam in the early Meccan stage was, mashallah, Hazrat Hisham. He embraced the truth. With him was his uncle, Salama bin Hisham, and his cousin, Zayd bin Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And they all concealed their iman, and they would meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly, in privacy, in the center of Islam, the first center for Allah's deen, the first markaz for Allah's deen. Where was this? None other than the home of Hazrat Arqam. So Darul Arqam radiallahu anhu. And there they would learn iman, they would learn deen. This is why the Makki surahs of the Quran Kareem are so detailed concerning the sacrifices of Anbiya alayhim salawatu wassalam. And this was to exhort and encourage the believers to remain firm on deen and remain firm on iman and in their sacrifice for Allah's sake and in Allah's cause. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started giving da'wat openly. Hisham radiallahu anhu also was hopeful that his people would embrace, but he was shocked. And what was his shock? That his people turned away from the effort and turned away from the deen, and they denounced it and refuted it. And in the front row of those who rejected was none other than his father that he loved so much. Allahu Akbar. Look at the sacrifice of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And look at the sacrifice of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who harmed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi still showed kindness and akhlaq to their children, to their sons. Look at the front row, the front line of those who harmed the cause of Islam. Look at Abu Jahl, look at Walid bin Mughira, look at Utbah bin Rabi'ah, look at As bin Wa'il. People who caused so much of harm to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed and loved their children. Subhanallah, what heart, what compassion, what love, what tolerance, what patience, what selflessness to show character and love and mercy and pity to the children of those who tried to destroy him and his mission and cause and insulted him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this case, Hisham was shocked that his father insulted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much, that his audacity was such that he reached this level, that he even brought bones, a bone before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father comes in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you claiming that Allah will give life to this after it is decrepit, rameem, old, it's crumbling?" And he throws it in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes indeed, Allah will give it life. And if you don't embrace iman, you will die in that state. Allah will give you life and he will put you into hell." And these verses of the Quran al-Kareem were revealed. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman al-Rahim. We always read these verses. Subhanallah. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون. Allah says, doesn't insan realize, doesn't he see, doesn't he know that we created him from a droplet? And he still then becomes argumentative, very argumentative, khasimun mubin, a clear opponent in arguments. And then he presents a parable before us and has forgotten his own creation. And he claims that who would give life to the bones after it's decrepit? Tell him, Allah who created it the first time will give it life again. And he has all knowledge of his creation. And then Allah gives parables of his greatness. The system of fire Allah made. The plant from where fire is kindled and so forth. And Allah's greatness of Allah just saying be it and it is. And Allah doesn't even need to say be and it is. Allah's perfection and purity. In his hands is all the kingdom. And to him is our return. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ To Allah alone will you all be returned. Hazrat Hisham found that his father was totally defiant. And also his cousin Umar, who wasn't a Muslim yet, was also torturing the Muslims. At this time Hisham was still concealing his iman. But Muslims were being tortured and were suffering. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw this difficulty Sahaba were going through, he mentioned to them that in Habasha, is a king, a just man, a good man. None would be dealt with unjustly by him. Go to his lands and Allah will open your way. Allah will alleviate our pangs and take us out of the situation that we are in. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims then departed and they embarked on the ships via the sea and they sacrificed and they traveled far to get to these lands. And who was among them? None other than Hazrat Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When they got there also, they stayed in Abyssinia, protecting their iman, practicing their deen, striving for Allah, giving da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ulama explained that Sahaba in Abyssinia didn't only make ibadah, but they also did da'wah. Wherever Sahaba went in the world, with ibadah, coupled was da'wat. Da'wat har hal mein. Sahaba gave da'wat in every situation. Sahaba never left an opportunity to share the deen of Allah with the entire world. Most of the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum stayed on in Abyssinia. But there were a few who heard that soon Muslims would be migrating from Makkah to another land, a city of their own, that Islam would be established and practiced. And subhanallah, that would be the city of Islam. Hazrat Hisham also heard of this. And he then returned to Makkah. He concealed his presence in Makkah from his Meccan family. Except Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba kiram who knew that he had returned. And he was now awaiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's instruction concerning the next move. Hazrat Hisham was also very happy before that when he heard that Hazrat Umar was also Muslim. Anyway, finally the command of Allah came in the Muharram, the 14th year after Nubuwwah, for Muslims to migrate for Allah's sake. And they started leaving and departing from Makkah Mukarramah in groups and as individuals. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Hisham and Umar, his cousin, and the third was Ayyash, radiallahu anhum, had agreed that they would travel together. But Hazrat Hisham didn't know that his people were devising a plan to actually capture him and to capture any Muslim considering leaving Makkah. Somehow his relatives heard that he had left Abyssinia and had returned, so they actually made a plan and they set a trap to capture him.
Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.